You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Today on the Back Row Fantasy Show, we talk week four and a little bit of the past week, which was three. Coming up on the Back Row Fantasy Show now.
Welcome to the Back Row Fantasy Show with your hosts, Jeremy Barker, Aaron Arms, and Neil Crabtree.
Good evening.
My God, you have a way with words.
And welcome to the Back Row Fantasy Show.
It was just week four, and then last week was just the week before fourth is three.
Yeah. Great job, Barker.
Some people probably would like to have it spelled out. I think those are my people.
No, our listeners are smart. See?
Well, there's got to be a couple.
You're patronizing.
Out there.
Okay, whatever.
Has to be.
Well, they're too smart to listen to this show.
I mean, you're trying to be radio honest, like all of our listeners are smart. I'm trying to be realistic. Like a couple of you motherfuckers are dumb.
Four to 15 of you guys are idiots. So
yeah,
you
know.
And if you get offended by that,
let's call it 2 out of 15. There's 1 out of 4 in here.
I said 4 to 15. I don't know. Just very arbitrary numbers.
Lower than four.
So it's literally
we'll lose 4 out of 15 of our listeners.
A quarter of our listeners are damn near all of them. You know what I mean?
We can lose 2 and still survive.
Gotcha.
Still make the bucks and get stuff from Manscaped.
Oh, what about it?
Well, Manscaped has decided to sponsor the show, and we don't have anything to talk about as far as the product goes. It's on its way, but we're going to get some nice ball trimmers.
Nice.
A t-shirt and 2 kind of balms that I imagine are for the balls.
Exciting times.
All right. So we'll give you an update on how this product worked. And if you want 20% off, BRFS, promo code on Manscaped.
As in Back Row Fantasy Show.
As in shave your balls.
Yeah. Talk about needing it spelled out. Jesus, Arms.
It could be like ball razor for softness.
They're not beating around the bush, right?
Right.
Yeah.
By the way, we've got Lambert in the studio as well. You can't see him. He's not on the stream, but he's here.
He makes us look bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we figured out a thing with Lambert. So Neil likes multiple football teams. So we give Neil, you know, quite a bit of crap over that.
Tons of shit.
We just realized that Lambert is the college Neil because he always wears multiple colleges on his body, like Tennessee Vols on the hoodie. What is that?
No. That's apparently the Oakland A's, which...
I do have a UConn hat in the car if you want me to get it.
Apparently the A's mascot is an elephant.
Yeah, I thought that was a college hat. I was like, is that Michigan State or the Michigan Community College
Buffaloes? It could have been Baylor Bears, too.
Maybe.
Wasn't sure how athletic that was supposed to be, but, you know, and Neil brings up, he's like, well, did you say an offensive defensive line? I'm like, Gilbert Brown was not an athlete. He was just a large man. Tony Siragusa, no one's confusing him with an athlete. Now, they're a different breed these days, I will say.
And my favorite Patriot of all time is Mitch Wolfork.
Just a steer of a man. You know what I mean? I'm just going to jump in here and not move. Okay, great job. Great job. But who was the guy who ripped off Albert Haynesworth? Ripped off the Redskins or the Washington football team.
Oh, it was the Skins at the time.
Yeah, it ripped them off for like stupid money. Like greatest payday in the history of defensive linemen, I believe. So. Yeah, so we've got the NBA Finals going on. LeBron probably going to coast to a four-game sweep against, I don't know, half of the Heat.
I don't.
It'd be X and one.
They got to lose one.
I mean,
I think maybe.
And by the way, does Jimmy Butler not look like Jamie Foxx playing Jimmy Butler? Has anybody else noticed this?
A little bit.
It's like his memes going around with Ja Rule's kid graduating.
The look more like Ja Rule than Ja Rule.
Ja Rule, baby.
That's actually also true. But I keep seeing, I'm like, who? God, Jimmy Butler looks just like somebody, and who is it? I'm like, it's Jamie Foxx. Like, God, he's just tall Jamie Foxx.
Maybe Jamie Foxx will play him later on down the line.
Yeah, he's 5'10". You know, Jimmy Butler's 6'5", probably.
Yeah.
I bet it'd be very convincing. You're just going to have to hire midgets to play with him.
That's all right. The stream makes you look tall.
That is true. I thought
you weren't going to look at me.
Yeah, well, you lied. You got side-eyed right there.
That is true, though.
It's my tall chair. It's my tall chair. So, I mean, seriously, does the Heat have a chance?
No.
Not the injuries and stuff, no.
No. And none of those guys are coming back over the course of the next couple games, right?
No, I haven't followed it that close, but if you're in a 2-0 hole or 0-2 hole, you know, whatever, however you want to say it, that's dire circumstances, especially with a team that has LeBron and AD.
Yeah.
I mean, not counting the other quality guys they have.
I'm over it at this point. I don't have a dog in a race.
Yeah. So. I mean, I want the Lakers to win just because I want LeBron to have another ring, which is hard for me to admit because I hated the Lakers before.
Same.
You know, before LeBron was there, hated them. But what that meme that's out, that is specifically for me. Like, you were rooting for the Heat a couple years ago, and now you're rooting, you know, I can't remember.
Yeah, but that's okay for everybody else. You know what I mean? They like different teams, but I can't do it.
What are you talking about?
Well, it's the NBA, so it
now
doesn't
Lambert
matter.
Can't do it either, so you're not alone.
Yeah.
College Neil.
To be fair, the NBA is a fairly individualistic sport compared to football. You know, you could be a great running back and still never make playoffs, Barry Sanders. You know, you could be a great quarterback and still never win a Super Bowl, Dan Marino.
I don't know.
Jim Kelly. You know, there's options are out there. But if you're a great NBA player, like transcendently good, you're probably going to eventually get a title.
I'm saying it's just the things I noticed from my end. The people that I understand
you have the people soft and you have hurt feelings.
The people that like Conor, Tiger, say the best UFC guy at the time, then all this stuff.
Are you seriously bitching about somebody liking a freaking golfer?
I'm saying
it is an individual sport, Neil.
I'm just saying,
you bandwagon piece of shit. You like Conor or freaking Tiger Woods.
I'm just saying, people like the best things, which are front runners, right?
Welcome to Neil Shares His Feelings.
Yeah.
On Fox.
Okay.
Listen, Tiger just hit the scene hard and was doing things nobody else can do.
Multiple scenes.
Apparently hundreds of scenes, really hard.
Not just the golf scene.
Quite frequently.
He was hitting some scenes hard, son.
But, you know, the one thing about LeBron, though, I've not watched a playoff game. I feel like this is the difference between him and Jordan, though. I didn't miss a Jordan playoff game. Well, you're actual basketball fan. Yeah. You like the Rockets, and they were in it, you know.
We're talking about a quarantine weird-ass year where the NBA, like, stops and then comes back, and now when the championship's over, it's going to be draft time, and they got to move draft time.
Now, as a fan...
I don't watch it either because it's just this year's been too
As a LeBron fan, like, I didn't miss a Heat playoff game. I didn't miss a Cavaliers playoff game. But I'm not watching the Lakers. I don't know why. I mean, it probably is COVID related, but I'm just disinterested compared to what I normally would be.
The whole Lakers thing does suck.
Yeah.
Like, I could get behind the Heat. I could get behind, the Cavs, of course, I could get behind. But if LeBron would have went to, you know, the Nets, I'd be like, Nets fan. If he went to the Warriors, I'd be like, fuck LeBron.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. Absolutely. That's like the only exception. One.
That's the only place.
Like, any player in the league goes to New England, I'm like, nope, fuck him.
Yeah.
See, hear about the Julio Jones rumors to New England?
Shut up. That'd just be a waste.
The what?
Julio Jones to New England? I've not heard that.
There's been a few places mentioning it. It's like,
fucking Russell Gage, look what you're doing.
Yeah, we don't need Julio Jones.
He's hurt.
It's not like he's playing anyway.
Valid.
And Ridley's like questionable too, so that's awesome.
Yeah, they're going to be rolling out.
Oh, how do you say it? Zacchaeus or something
Zacchaeus?
I thought it was blah, 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 blah. That's all.
I definitely couldn't understand who he was. But so we have to look at the Falcons depth chart.
So speaking of players you never heard of, how about like every receiver for the Jets last night. who is Jeff Smith?
One of them made the news that they had a hammy and they're going to be out for a few games.
No, did
yeah, the
they
guy
made the news? I never heard of the guy.
Yeah, the guy about one about broke his leg on the turf.
Yeah,
I used to work with a guy that was in maintenance named Jeff Smith.
I think a probably default him. Name.
I'd say we've all worked with a
Jeff Smith. Caught seven balls for 81 yards, and it's probably not the one you know, but.
And everybody knows the Jeff Smith.
So it's funny. I'm like, hey.
What college is he out of?
Makes me think of Jeff from American Dad, but gets married to the Smiths and takes Haley's name.
Yeah. Gotcha. I told Lanny, I'm like, hey, just here's DraftKings. Just pick some players. You want this one as captain? All right, just start picking players. Keep it below this budget. And then Jeff Smith catches the ball. Swear to God, she goes, did I have him? I'm like, it doesn't matter. They won't target that guy. Nobody's ever heard of Jeff Smith. And he had 8 more targets for 6 more receptions and 81 yards. I'm like, oh, my God.
They got third to someone. They hung in there, too. What the hell was that all about? I know the Broncos are like Brent Rippin. It might be Brent. I'm not sure.
I think it's Brett.
I think it is Brett.
And I didn't even put the Mark Rippon thing together because I forgot Mark Rippon existed.
Yeah, it's the nephew.
And he was pretty decent. I forgot he existed.
And you got Tim Patrick, apparently the leading receiver. Yeah,
only my sleeper until game 3 of or game 4 of 2020.
Yeah, he's been a sleeper in what, week 2 that I said? Yeah,
I had finally given up on him this year, whereas the last 2 years I've had him on my roster. I'm like, fuck Tim Patrick.
Fuck you, Bark. It took 75 injuries to get him there, but...
Yeah. I mean, I looked at Tim Patrick, I'm like, you know, I should put him as my captain in the showdown lineup. Fuck, they got Jared. They got Judy, they got Fant. They threw it at Tim Patrick.
And now Fant's hurt, too, so...
Yeah. I saw that. Judy, not doing what you expect Judy to do. You know, he's a route runner, you'd think, but just ripping it away from a DB and dancing in the end zone. Thought he was having a seizure, but apparently he was dancing for a celebration. What the hell was that?
My bad.
But, man, I don't know. Melvin Gordon looked good, yeah. Which is kind of what I expected Melvin Gordon to do there, carry the load. Of course, with a grain of salt, it is the Jets.
And they Lindsay in.
Yeah, so. But, yeah, to be honest with you, I don't know, about through halftime, I would have rather watched paint dry. It was the worst game I'd ever seen through halftime.
Well, yeah, I mean.
So many penalties, man.
On the Jets side, definitely. But I was enjoying watching Josie Jewell tear it up for the IDP.
Yeah,
he had 20 points last night. It's like, yeah.
Valid. Now that, you know, apparently he's slightly faster than a 5.40 now. But
yeah, after Barker gave up on him.
Yeah, basically, here's a good rule of thumb. Barker gives up on him, they're no longer a sleeper. They're just a stud at that point.
Just give them a year and they'll be good.
That's all they need. MVS might finally be good now that Alan Lazard is out with a core muscle injury.
Who's their second guy now?
Probably Jake Kumerow.
I'm pretty sure they dropped him.
Did they?
Yeah, but nobody signed him. They can pick him back up.
Did no one hear Aaron Rodgers say he's like my little brother? Yeah. I love Jake Kumerow. And they fucking cut him. Like, was Aaron Rodgers even informed of this decision?
Well, I mean, they drafted the quarterback to replace him, so they're just trying to piss him off at this point.
Yeah. Like, oh, we're going to sign you Devin Funchess, buddy. Fucking enjoy.
You need a skill player? Got one.
Got one.
Here's Kelvin Benjamin.
He is skilled at the buffet.
Kelvin Benjamin and Devin Funchess. Good luck.
How badass would that be to see that, too? There'd just be like...
What, a 4 tight end set?
Would just be DBs walking with 2 guys down the field.
It's like Aaron Rodgers says the Whoopi Goldberg.
There'd be like 2 on each one just walking. They'd be talking and shit. Like Kelvin Benjamin's like, I ain't fucking running. Running?
6'5", I ain't gonna run. I'm not
running anywhere.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of tight ends, did you see Akeem Butler?
Akeem Butler switching to tight end for Philly.
The new Dallas Goedert.
Could be interesting, though.
Could be.
I'm not a big Akeem Butler fan.
They're hoping for a Darren Waller kind of thing.
Well, Waller's a monster of a human being.
But he was a wide receiver, you know,
first. Yeah. But I wasn't a big fan of him. If you go way back into our rookie previews of that draft, no, I don't think any of us really loved Akeem Butler. Actually, me and you were way down on him. Like,
yeah, that was Roger Harder's favorite guy in the whole draft, I think.
I believe so.
I'm pretty sure it was Raj's guy. Good job, Raj. Hey, Akeem Butler guy. Hey.
But if he converts to tight end, he's moved. If he's moved tight end, You know what? Maybe he's got a chance. I mean, they do like to throw to the tight end, and everyone else is freaking injured.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah. And then, of course, you know, Goddard, me calling him the top three guy, basically, but and that's just shot to hell now.
Were you high on Butler? I feel like someone here was high on Butler.
I liked him for a little bit. I wasn't the same guest that had the 30 for 30 on that one day, but remember that?
Who was it?
I forget. It was one of the guests on the show.
Oh. No, no clue. I just know that I'm not a – I was never a fan and still not – can you fix that?
I'll try.
Have you considered muting it?
Streaming and recording. I'll figure it out on the fly. Sorry, folks. My all bad. Right.
Anyhow, so anything else you guys want to talk about before we get into this week?
I'm ready.
How are you, Neil?
I'm always ready. Even when I'm not.
Lambert?
Started. I'll try to mute this. Cha-ching, cha-ching.
Okay. So, what do you guys want to talk about for this week?
What do you want to talk about?
We'll be done with the Thursday night game.
Anything else? Man. It's awfully fun to shit on the Jets. Maybe we should just use the whole episode to shit on the Jets.
It's like I said, I do love their uniforms right now. The uniforms are pretty sick. Let's leave it at that.
So, basically, what you're saying is the Broncos, Odell Beckham doing the Jets.
No,
nothing. Okay, whatever. You guys are fucking horrible. Worst co-hosts ever.
My bad. We have a question. Should I start DJ Chark? He calls him Chark DJ. No, Chark DJ Moore. Okay. Or Hollywood Brown this week.
Is it just one person?
Just one person.
I'm going to go Chark.
Yeah. DJ Moore. I'm a Chark guy.
You know what? Coming off injury.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what his status is, but I'd probably go DJ Moore if it's me.
Yeah, but Moore's just kind of lost in space because apparently Robbie Anderson's great.
Really weird. So
and Mike Davis last week.
Yeah, Mike Davis. I don't even understand.
He had like 25 points last week.
DJ Moore was a beast last year.
Yeah, but apparently it's like
he's Teddy Two Gloves.
Teddy Two Gloves, like, ice thrown short. Go long or don't go at all. All three of my completions today will be to you.
Nuts, man. I like Chark coming back and like just being the best receiver on the field instantly, even though he's coming off
as injured. Long as he's playing, I'd start him over the other two.
Absolutely. 100%.
Yeah,
Chark all the way.
Chark. Chark.
Neil says more, but
no, yeah. I said Chark.
No, I said more.
Oh, well, Lambert said more.
If Chark's status is questionable,
yeah, right. If it's a game time decision, it's a little scary, but you know,
we have a bunch of those this week.
They play, I think he's good, though.
I think they play at the same time, don't they? Pretty sure both 1 o'clock games.
Probably, I would think. I mean, are Jags going to primetime game?
Not yet.
No, they play the Bengals, so it's not going to be on TV in our area.
It'll be blacked out. You guys have to come over to watch it on the ticket
or the antenna. Bengals would be on the antenna, right? If we had to turn it to channel 13 or 3.
They haven't had a local game yet.
Huh?
You could probably get it out of Cincinnati.
You would think.
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
98.7.
No, definitely.
The Lamb?
That's 96.
Best radio station ever. 98.7, the gotcha. Lamb. All right, so week four. Start us off, Arms. What we got? Who are we talking about? What teams are playing?
Well, I feel like we're getting to the point in the season to where we actually have some viable data. You know, 1 week's just potentially...
Three games is a lot.
Potentially fluked. Two games, all right, maybe play a good running back this week, a bad, maybe just two bad running backs. But some things that I'm seeing, the Chargers' defense, absolute legit. They've allowed one touchdown to Mike Davis, and that was through the air, all right?
Yeah, nobody sees that coming. No, it doesn't matter how good your defense is, you don't see a Mike Davis touchdown coming.
And not particularly unless not through it's the
from
air.
From the one.
So through three games, basically there's about 300 yards of total production from all running backs that they've went against. So for me, this is a week that I'm sitting both Tampa running backs.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah,
I would too.
I'm thinking less than a combined 100 yards from, you know, receiving, rushing from both of them combined.
Unless you have to start them, obviously, but if you have a choice, I wouldn't play.
Yeah, if you've got an option, I definitely would avoid them.
Well, they're talking about Fournette being out.
Yeah.
And Vaughn taking his place. So
even worse.
The first, like, the rookie's debut, you're not going
to get to. Let's go Keyshawn Vaughn. I think I have, like, one share. That's it.
I'd love to see him ball out, though.
You know he's going to get his chance at some point. I mean, Leonard Fournette is not he's not the long-term thing. Ronald Jones apparently isn't the long-term thing. So Keyshawn Vaughn's going to get his shot. Probably be in 2021, halfway through, something like that.
I mean, everyone's apparently going to be fresh all freaking season there. They're getting 12 carries for the high-end guy in that offense. So
I think Reginald, our boy Reginald over at the Back Row Raiders show, is upset that we did not include Ronald Jones as a running back from that game that we liked. Nope.
No, I just said either one of them I'm sitting.
I know. I think he's saying that we should start him.
Oh, like, listen, opportunity, I understand, but this is a bad matchup. Just a bad matchup all around for him.
Listen, Ronald Jones is so unpredictable.
Yep.
I was going to say, is it so unpredictable?
Is it bad that I'm never excited about him? I really don't ever think about him.
He's never, like, he's had a two-touchdown game once or twice, but he's never had a holy shit, did you see what Ronald Jones did last week
game. I feel like it's
never happened.
I think he's had a couple 100-yard games and a couple 2-touchdown games in his whole career, but it was never at the same time.
It's like an Adrian Peterson 100-yard rushing game and an Austin Ekeler off week passing, weak catching the ball. He never pops off the page.
Yeah.
As like, hell yeah, glad I had Ronald Jones in my lineup this week. That doesn't happen.
I have him on the bench in several leagues, and it's not that I have studs in front of him. It might be a flex. It's just like I don't trust him. So
can't.
And I mean, with if Fournette's playing, I don't know Fournette's status right now.
You could do worse.
But if Fournette is playing, it's just too risky. I mean, he's going to get 8 carries. What's he going to do with him? You don't know.
Yeah.
And what's he getting? 4 targets a game, catching 2. It's not like he's this amazing asset in the receiving game.
He's a nice bye week end.
So, but so is anyone who can get the damn football 5 times.
So on the Chargers side, who we like besides Eckler? Of course, you like Henry, right?
No,
I do.
Yeah, I'm okay with Henry. I mean, that's about it.
I mean,
when is Mike Williams going to do something?
I thought this would be his year.
Me too, man.
I say that every year.
This is it, buddy. What is it? Is this fourth year breakout for him, or is he actually on third? I guess it's fourth.
I don't know.
It's like his Devontae Parker chance right here, and he's blowing it.
He has a stud for my boys and all, but like he hurt his back, and after that, it's been over.
So I feel, and maybe I'm going to be wrong on this. You're saying Hunter, but Hunter Henry, I'm just not a fan. I want to say that Tampa Bay is exceptional against tight end. I mean, last year I want to say they only had like 2-3 on the whole season receiving touchdowns to the tight end.
I just trust his production. Reason I like him.
I mean,
yeah, that's kind of where I'm at with him. I mean, his floor seems safe right now. I don't expect him to blow up. I expect him to have a very Ronald Jones like game.
It is year 4.
Yeah. I feel there's other options that are going to be more viable. If you have Hunter Henry, your backup is probably just as good.
I mean, I'm happy with a 10-point game of a tight end, so I'm sure he's going to get me that.
Fair enough. I'm trying. My computer's almost dead, so I'm sitting here trying to look this shit up on my phone now. Frustrating. Go ahead. Move on.
Give me a game.
We got the Colts and Bears.
Got a new setup, so I apologize for that. I'm used to having something in front of me, but this is kind of the monitor. So,
who are we liking from the Colts?
Their defense.
Definitely the defense.
Jesus Christ.
I still think Jonathan Taylor's going to be just fine. Like a pretty solid start, actually.
I also think Bears are going to pick them apart this game.
I think shut down every Bear.
Yeah, especially Nick Foles.
I'm literally not playing a single Bear this week.
I think Bears win this game.
I think you're high.
I don't think the Bears win this.
This week. It has the lowest over-under.
I feel like Colts are getting ready to hit a little stride.
I don't know if they're ever going to be good, but their defense is.
I mean, their O-line's still good.
Yeah. You know, feed the back and win the game. I mean,
Cohen's on IR, too.
Yeah, Cohen's on IR. So I think Michael Pittman's out for a while, too. I mean, he didn't do much yet, but he was playing.
If you're a Colts receiver, you have to be on IR at least some point.
Yeah, it's a rule.
The Bears absolutely are giving Montgomery the full load.
Yeah, I think Zach Pascal could be a nice sneaky.
Yeah, I always like my Pascal. Yeah.
Be a nice sneaky sleeper Cox. Play this week. Mo Alley Cox, too. Yeah.
No.
What?
I'm trying to look it up. The Colts have allowed something stupid like 13 yards a game to the tight end. I'm sorry, my bad.
I was about to say,
I'm thinking the game in general. My bad.
The Colts are going to stop Philip Rivers, okay?
Yeah, shut your whore mouth. I'm sitting here thinking of something else as I'm looking for something. Leave me alone.
I've got a stat for you, Arms.
God damn it. What?
The Colts have only allowed 26 total fantasy points for opposing QBs.
Hot damn.
Total.
That's crazy.
26 points.
Who the hell did they play?
They played Jags and they played Vikings. Who's the other one?
Kirk Cousins has been... What are the Vikings going to do? They're shit.
Oh, my God. They're so bad.
They're shit.
They're so bad.
Like, what's going to happen there?
They have an extra pick this year, don't
fucking
they?
Fucking bottom feeders, man. They're the Miami Dolphins of 2020.
Hey, to be fair, though, the Bears have only allowed 127 receiving yards to the tight end so far, but I don't know who they played off the top of my head, so... I'm sitting, dude. I had Mo Alie-Cox shut down for some reason. I want to say it was a receiver or excuse me, linebacker matchup, but I don't remember. I didn't write it down. I'm like, fuck, I'm not playing Mo Alie-Cox. Fuck no.
So you don't like anybody from the Bears at all?
Nobody? No, literally nobody.
I'm not feeling it. Nick Foles is the answer when he replaces the quarterback midway through the game. He's not the answer when he starts the game unless it's the Super Bowl.
No doubt.
I mean, he's. Do you expect Nick Foles to have a good week? Last week, hero. I need a hero. Nick Foles like
Big
three
Richard.
Touchdowns. He's not gonna come out and be like. He's got to have Mitchell Trubisky play at least a quarter for him to be good. They need to use a two-back system, yeah. Two QB system. You like start that. Trubisky. You just say fuck the first quarter every week of the season. Throw Nick Foles in, instant firecracker, win by one touchdown. Absolutely. With less than a minute left. Every day.
I'm not week. Sure that's a life I want to live.
Every damn week.
So, I mean, about that didn't work. But for the Colts reasons, I mean, who are you excited to start? I mean, at running back, anybody?
At the Colts?
For the Colts.
Taylor.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Besides Taylor, is that it?
Who else is there?
Nobody, really.
Hines? Nope. I wouldn't start him this week.
I mean, I like Naheem Hines. He's a like nice, safe floor. I mean, you know, you're getting 7 to 10 out of Naheem Hines week in.
Are
week
you
out,
happy
probably.
With that?
Hey, sometimes you are.
Some, I mean, with injury apocalypse season,
I know
this season is awful.
If you have James Conner, man, you might be happy with that. Just as a stopgap, right?
Yeah.
So who do you got for the Jacksonville and Cincinnati? Anybody on Jacksonville side?
T. Higgins, baby.
Joe Burrow.
T. Higgins. I love it, man.
I saw a tweet the other day. So we pretty much have to start Joe Burrow till he dies, right? And I think you have to.
Absolutely.
Unless you have, like, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, and
Josh Allen at this point.
Josh Allen. Josh Allen's killing it. And maybe, Aaron Rodgers?
Russell.
Oh, Russell Wilson, yeah.
So if you have, like...
a top five quarterback.
Right.
But other than that, I mean, dude, he's being productive. I think interesting stat I seen the other day, and I don't have it in front of me once again. T. Higgins out snapped and was out targeted Tyler Boyd and AJ Green.
Mm-hmm.
So the ascension is coming, guys. I actually have him. His cost is like $4,500 on DraftKings. So I believe the ascension for T. Higgins is near. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that he's going to be, you know, a 175, you know, yard kind of guy every week or anything crazy like that. But if he's 100 with 8 receptions and a touchdown.
He had 9 targets last week.
It boils down to this. Neil, good job sticking with your boy because it's working out.
Right.
And we didn't think it would, but.
It's only 1 week since you guys bashed
him. Yeah, it is only 1 week, but we're talking about a rookie playing on a team with, honestly, good receivers on paper at least. A.J. Green, we thought was good. He's not that good, but. T. Higgins playing better than A.J. Green.
Did I bash T. Higgins last week?
No,
we didn't love him. We liked him as a sleeper play. But
I was more upset about the previous week whenever he's wide open in the corner of the end zone. They didn't target him.
You guys didn't want to make fun of him. Just make fun of where I drafted him.
Yeah. Like, he drafted him high. But if he's going to do this, you didn't, you know, there you go. Neil wins.
Time will tell.
But, I mean, Auden Tate was really good at times last year. Tyler Boyd's pretty good week in, week out. A.J. Green is there, too, but yet T. Higgins getting playing time and making it count.
Yeah, I love it.
It's pretty impressive.
Athletically, I think he is the best of the group. You know what I mean? I mean, whenever they believe enough in him to sit a healthy John Ross. Like,
yeah, he's inactive. John Ross.
John Ross, the fastest man in the NFL, that guy.
the guy who can't catch a ball? Right. Why do you want him playing receiver? What,
through week three last year?
Is this a track meet?
Through week three last year, he was like the number three receiver.
The Jaguars and the 4x4?
Could be.
Cincinnati Raiders?
Could be. Cincinnati Raiders. John Ross versus DJ Chark? Ross blows him away.
It's intangibles he provides, obviously.
In pads. Or in underwear.
I think the Bengals actually have a lot of hot starts anyway, especially against Jacksonville.
What'd you do, buddy?
I don't know.
What'd you do, buddy?
I think I broke something.
You son of a bitch.
So
sorry to interrupt.
I'm the worst.
So you're firing up the top two Bengal receivers, obviously, right? I had to.
I mean, if I have Tyler Boyd and I have to play him, yeah.
You have to play him. I'm happy to play Boyd if I have him.
I'm not paying for Boyd on DraftKings.
That's a safe play week in, week out. Yeah. Like, Tyler Boyd for a is good just floor. That. Yeah, it's a good floor.
Yep.
I'm not saying he's bad. I'm saying I'm not paying for him on DraftKings. I'd rather have...
No, we know that. We're not arguing that. We're just giving our take on him.
If the cost was the same, I'd rather have T. Higgins.
Oh, what about Mixon's cost?
Yeah,
T. Higgins. Oh, my God.
No. He's got to have that game, right?
Well, no, he won't get good until after week 9.
Well,
Lambert knows this.
It's every year.
He's been a Mixon. He's had Mixon on his team for what? Since he was a rookie?
Yeah, pretty much.
Literally, he takes like the first four games off, starts to... be okay for a few games.
He eases himself in.
But you can't trust him through week like 7 and 8 because, you know, I know he looked all right, and then he blows up. You're like, give it another week. He blows up, so you miss 2 weeks with him, and then you have to start him after that.
Yep.
And, oh, by the way, you've already lost 8 games.
And it's usually when you sit him, he just blows up.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't trust me.
Right. Accurate, man. Right. Just accurate.
Speaking of sitting, I'd sit Tyler Eifert. From Jacksonville.
Yeah.
I know he's had a couple good games.
But, DJ Chark's back.
Good Cole, right, buddy. Well, Cole.
Chris Robinson, Conley won't have two Cole, awful games in a row, right?
Chenault.
Conley's usually good per snap.
Yeah, but...
is it bad that I'm actually excited to watch this game?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah.
I mean, really...
I'm just kidding. I look forward to it.
Because the skill position-wise, I want to watch more Chenault. That should be fun. I'm sure Robinson...
Chenault's good.
Robinson's going to run all over the Bengals because Bengals can't tackle anybody.
Robinson is... Let's see. Cincinnati allows 155 rushing
yards. They can't tackle.
Yeah. Minshew versus Burrow is intriguing, too, because it's like too young.
The good receiving core here, I like what I've watched out of Cole so far. And, of course, Chenault, I love Chenault.
I love Chenault.
The Bengals have good.
Like the second or third worst rushing attack.
Like I said, they really don't tackle.
Yeah. Well, to be fair in this, they're usually behind, and the other team has a lot of opportunities to rush. You know what I mean? I mean, it just is what it is. Well, their defense looks slow and inept.
All they need now right now is like for Maluga to come back and try to cover pass, which he can never do.
Well, no, God, he's slow.
Get Burfict back.
Nobody's perfect.
But in this game, though, there's actually a surprisingly lot of good targets for fantasy.
I love
four on each side. Minshew probably has over 300 yards this game, too, for all we know.
Well, one thing...
He needs a bounce back.
Yeah. One little thing, though...
And Bengals will give him that, too.
Cincinnati's deceptively good against the pass for running backs.
For running backs, yes.
39 total yards allowed with playing... Kareem Hunt so far. They played Austin Eckler. Who the hell did they play last week? That was the Browns they played last week, wasn't it?
Eagles.
And Miles Sanders. So these are three studs, and there's been 39 receiving yards to the running back. 13 yards a game.
It just wasn't in the game plan.
Well, it doesn't have to be in the game plan.
Well, when you can run all over them, you don't need to toss it.
I understand that. I get where you come from, but I guess my thought is, expect the running back to run like Adrian Peterson, just not add any receptions to it. Like, even these three guys. I mean, if I told you in a PPR league you can have Hunt, Eckler, and Miles Sanders, you're pretty confident about your running back stable. Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, and the Bengals are shutting that down, but probably based on the fact that they're getting ran all over. I guess that extra 50 yards on the ground, you don't need the receptions.
Why gamble and pass the ball when you're ahead?
No doubt.
It's valid. Very valid.
Yeah, speaking of like big targets next week, we have Browns and Cowboys next week, which is a lot of good fancy targets in that one as well.
Man.
I think the Browns running back stables was going to have like 180 combined yards or something.
Well, I think that's like their average, isn't it?
Yeah, but they're going to easily have that. Well, and Baker's probably going to have like two picks or something.
So Gallup showed up finally. right?
Well, like I say, he's been showing up, but it just keeps getting called back.
I just want to say I was so happy that that happened because J.J. Milliken asked us on our Twitter if you were going to take two wide receivers in this Cowboys-Seahawks game, who would you take? And I said Michael Gallup and DK Metcalf. Now, I wish I would have said Lockett because Lockett went crazy.
Yeah,
Lockett.
Yeah, but DK's the premier guy there.
Lockett's been insane this year.
I mean, they're just both good.
Okay, DK's, I think, lowest game is like...
all my Lockett hate.
I know, but DK's, literally every game is like 93-plus yards and a touchdown so far. That's all three games.
Yeah, he's nice and consistent, but I mean, it's like... I would have
to that's his floor, though. That's what we're saying. His floor is basically right now 1,600 yard receiver, 16 touchdowns.
Tyler Lockett's ceiling is higher on touchdowns.
Yeah, I've been happy about having Lockett and Ridley on my team right now.
I'm very pissed off about having Gallup all the season. I finally sat him, by the way, and it bit me in the ass.
Right. You gave up on him, man. You got to keep going.
Yeah.
You got to let it ride. Let it ride. Like, it's like when he drafts Sammy Watkins, but he had that good game. You got to let it ride.
Yeah, and lose the rest of the season.
Kind of with Neil on it, man. How do you sit somebody that just did that?
Yeah, got to combine 270 more yards the rest of the season.
What decision in fantasy is harder than sitting somebody that gave you 20-plus points?
Oh, it's rough. It's like, man, I know you bailed me out last week, but... You need some rest after that one, buddy. You've exhausted all of your energy. Yeah, you're done.
I don't want you to, you know, get hurt or anything out there, Michael. So now
I'd fire up CD Lamb too.
See, I don't know about that. I think I'd
be comfy with that.
So
he's had three games of five receptions and 50 plus yards.
Right, he's getting targets.
He just hasn't made it in the end zone yet. So it's going to happen eventually.
So do you think there's any worry about, I mean, who do you think Ward's going to cover? Denzel Ward.
Why wouldn't it be Amari Cooper?
That, well.
Should be.
Right.
Who did they play week one? Rams?
Fuck, I don't know.
Jalen Ramsey was on Gallup the entire time. So I just wonder, because if it's Cooper, awesome, right? Then I think Gallup feasts. But it depends on who draws the number one coverage.
No, I was talking about Lamb anyway.
Yeah, he was.
Okay.
That says something about Lamb if he got covered by him, so it ain't going to happen, though.
No, Lamb ain't covered by him, so.
So,
and Ward is questionable, too.
So are you happy of starting the Baker, the running backs, and any of the receiving
Happy
board?
Starting Baker? I'm never happy starting
Baker. Okay, there you go. So yeah, are you happy of the running backs?
Well, yep. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I have a league
that Landry?
I have
Yes.
I have one league that I have Landry and one league, or excuse me, one
Landry's a starter. You can't.
Absolutely.
Right. He's one of the ones you can't sit.
Yeah, I feel
until he has a streak.
I feel like one of the two blow up, though. Either Beckham this week or Landry. I think one of them is like in the end zone twice, you know, for 100 plus yards. I don't know which one. I just don't think it's both of them.
They do expect this game to be a shootout.
Yeah.
I feel like that's more the reason to think that Hunt and, well, just. Chubb, right? Is Hunt out?
Ooh.
I think he's fringe.
My God, there's so many injuries, man. I know. This is hard to keep track of.
That's all it is. We got a question while you're looking, Arms. Hey, I have a question. Double question. Would it be dumb?
It's questionable.
It is a questionable decision to send this question. Would it be dumb for me to trade off Todd Gurley and Chris Godwin for Amari Cooper? No.
Wait. Man, I don't know.
Amari Cooper has been strangely consistent.
I don't think it's done.
Which makes me really uncomfortable.
Well, I don't know the rest of the running back core as far as where he's going to fall off.
Yeah, roster construction is huge here.
But you must be able to handle it if you're able to move it. But right. if you're looking to upgrade a wide receiver position, I probably would.
So you're at this point saying Amari Cooper is definitively an upgrade over Chris Godwin?
Yes, because Tom Brady... It's going to be inconsistency for Godwin all season. Mike Evans, it seems he's made a concentrated effort to make sure Mike Evans gets his touches. Scotty Miller, he likes him. I just think that Godwin's going to be hit and miss all season.
And Gronk saw more targets last week.
Gronk did finally see some targets. Finally. I was upset about that.
But you can obviously afford to move if you're looking for that trade. So, I mean, if you're just looking to upgrade a receiver, I probably would.
I like Amari Cooper. I just think
I feel you could get better than Amari Cooper.
You could. Yeah. I mean, you should be able
to. I agree with Lambert. And I guess I don't see other. I mean, Godwin's already out. He's already ruled out.
Gurley carries that stigma.
So Godwin's ruled out apparently for the Chargers, maybe even the Bears already.
Hammy.
So if you need to win now, sure. But I think Godwin's a better long-term receiver than Amari Cooper.
It's only a matter of time before Gurley gets hurt. I don't mean to be morbid, but it's only a matter of time. The same for Cooper, but you might as well just.
It all depends on the workings of the team, where he's wanting to go. Like it all depends on that stuff. But
yeah,
for this the brass tacks of the question, I'll get Cooper.
Yeah. I know I said he's been consistent this year. We are only three games in, but at some point there's going to be a receiver in Dallas that gets left out. The first two games, it's been Gallup.
Yep.
It could be either Lamb or Cooper every week. Somebody's going to get.
Yeah. Doesn't Cooper typically be the? Isn't he more consistently always the last one to get left out? I mean, Cooper's safest bet amongst the three so far.
Yeah.
Yep. It could be Cedric Wilson this week for all we know.
Man, Dallas is blessed with wide receivers. Like Cedric Wilson, send that motherfucker to Miami now.
Dalton Schultz.
Give me that guy.
You don't like Dalton Schultz. So don't say anything about him. You don't like him.
He's a good tight end, man.
He doesn't like him.
I'm not going to say that he is a good tight end. I'm just saying the kid's getting targets. Like, what the hell?
Dude, I watched that game because it was the only damn game I could get last week, and I was like, that kid's a good tight end.
Every time Schultz got targeted, I was thinking Arms the whole time. Like, yeah, Schultzy.
Yeah, I was too. I was thinking, like, fuck you, Arms.
I'm glad you guys think about me whenever you're watching football.
Okay, but for the point is,
hard not to think about you when we're watching Cowboys, a bunch of bald bearded men fucking rub other men.
But for the Cowboys, you're happy about five guys here. You're Prescott, Elliott, and three receivers you're happy with. All agree? Actually, Schultz, too, so probably six people off the team you can be happy with.
Yeah. I mean, and it's to the point in the season to where you probably have to play Schultz, you know, even if you originally drafted a better tight end.
Right. So
it sounds like a company you buy hotel trash cans from.
Dalton Schultz.
Yeah, it's like the new Dunder Mifflin printer when it goes down. from Dalton Schultz.
Yeah.
Or do you need toner?
But the Browns and Cowboys game is going to be an interesting one to watch because there is a lot of fantasy players in that one.
Over-under is 56.
They're going to hit it.
You think?
I think Neil's right on that one.
Got another question.
I think Dallas might hit it.
What's the question here?
Question time. It's not a question, but
questions.
Just a question.
Send those questions.
This one's not questionable. Full PPR. Full PPR.
Okay.
Trade. Should I do this? He gives up Jonathan Taylor and Cam Newton.
It's going to be hard.
For Mahomes and Chark.
You better have good running backs to give up Jonathan Taylor, but yeah.
Yeah, give me Mahomes and Chark. But your running backs.
See, I'm out.
Well, Lambert literally the other day said
it's important. If you just have Ronald Jones.
But okay, devil's advocate here. Mahomes is going to give you 20 or 30 more points than another quarterback is outside of Russell Wilson.
On the season?
Most games he's going to.
20, 30 more points a game?
Not a game.
I don't know about that.
That's how it was last year, though. Like, he was worth 15. But this year, like with Russell Wilson throwing like five, six touchdowns a game, Josh Allen having like four touchdowns and a rushing touchdown, it's like that.
Yeah, Josh Allen's apparently the greatest quarterback to ever play.
Oh, he is.
Is it single QB or super flex?
Absolutely maddening how
good his running backs are. Mixon and Robinson.
If that's it, I feel like you got to keep going.
Oh, he's got DJ and Robinson. He's got three running backs.
DJ.
David Johnson.
Yeah.
That's an okay third running back.
At that point,
go get you some Mahomes, son. Yeah.
Which one's their third running back, Mexican or David Johnson?
I mean,
hey, it could be Duke.
James Robinson is the star here.
It could be Duke Johnson also. Hey,
you know what? Here's what I'm going to do. If I'm you, I'm trying to get James Robinson, move James Robinson to who's the receiver or the running or quarterback, Cam?
Yeah.
Cam. See if you can do that. Throw a pick in.
Reginald says Patty will average 10 more a game than Cam. That's probably the...
Yeah, so I'm saying 15 points or so.
That's the floor.
Absolutely right,
Reginald. 10, 12, 15 sometimes.
I just value running backs more than wide receivers.
And you should.
And that was David Johnson, by the way, DJ.
Because the shelf life.
Also, the lack of... They're more valuable and harder to come by.
Yeah, valid. But, you know, you get a stud, a Julio Jones, you have him for 15 years. Yeah. You get a, you know, Adrian Peterson, you have him for six.
But you can get, you got like 10 ranks lower for much cheaper and still be okay. You can't get like a 2-point running back. I'm
arguing with you about this.
Why not?
The best of the best are,
let's go.
You know,
let's
get it on. The Adrian Petersons of the world. Ow. Yes, he is a hell of a lot better than the fifth running back. But Julio Jones is a hell of a lot better than the fifth wide receiver.
Getting out played by Gage and Ridley right now.
And he's fucking injured, Neil.
Well, stop being injured all the time. Is that some excuse, right?
Also, Xander, who asked us that question where he gets Chark with Mahomes and gives up the Jonathan Taylor, Cam Newton side, he said he also needed a wide receiver because he had Godwin and Woods. It sounds
do
like
it. Valid. Yeah, yep, you got to do it.
Yep.
Yeah.
You don't punch
give it up Taylor, but do it.
Yeah, you don't
punch Mahomes.
Yeah, I mean, we're still talking a rookie. And if this is in redraft, it's super easy. If this is in dynasty, it's still pretty easy because Cam Newton probably not going to have a long career in New England.
All I'm saying is I'm trying
Chark to. Chark and Mahomes are here for the long haul.
I'm trying to see if he'll do it for Robinson and Cam. Like maybe even if you're throwing a pick in, I'm trying to get rid of Robinson. Mm-hmm. From a production standpoint, he's better.
Okay.
Yeah.
So far. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, like, I think James Robinson's a real deal.
Speaking of which, moving Robinson called arms out. From his last episode, he said he'd move him for a first.
Oh, he said he'd give me a second for Bryan Edwards, too. Still waiting on that fucking deal to come through.
He got hurt, right?
It's not a void because he got hurt.
For like a game.
He's probably out for two, but I'm going to give you a second right now.
Yeah, believe it when I see it, buddy.
On-air trade.
This shit's going down.
In the meantime,
buddy, sure.
Who you happy about in the Saints and Lions game here?
Hockenson.
Love Hockenson.
Yeah.
And Kamara, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah,
Xander says Robinson is so good. Don't hate.
Well, I like Robinson right now.
I still think Robinson is one of those guys that could potentially be drafted out of a job. I know he's doing great. He starts to falter a little bit.
Hold up, Reg.
So, I'm getting ready to make a trade with you.
Oh,
so
bullshit. You carry on. I don't believe it.
I'm just really happy.
Right, that, so, on the Hockenson damn, here, Reggie. The Saints have allowed
thanks, brother.
The most fantasy points to opposing tight ends. Reggie.
Go Hockenson, yeah, so buddy.
Hockenson's
quit reading my screen.
Which was shocking as hell, by right, the way, yeah, because they were too. Great against tight end last year.
Yep.
Hey, Lambert knows his second favorite team, buddy.
You think that's I right. put this screen here for you to read? This is for me.
Stop screen peeking.
I tried to tell Reg. I was like, shh.
Dude, it's a second rounder. I don't give a shit. Like, it's a second rounder. I mean, I just traded a first. James Robinson for a first. Another.
I actually game. Think Lions win this game.
He did.
Am I wrong? Do you actually think they win this game?
I hope so.
Go Lions, buddy. Two game win streak going on right here.
Email about a trade.
Edwards. Okay, for the Saints, though, who are you excited about besides Kamara? Anybody?
I do think that Emmanuel Sanders builds on his slow progression.
Nope.
I like Emmanuel Sanders.
Did you
this
think
week.
That last week?
Huh?
Did you think that last week?
I sure
too?
Did. I sure did.
He disappointed. Well, maybe it was week two that he disappointed.
Yeah, no, I think last week he had a touchdown.
Okay.
And yeah, I feel like he led then. The team.
That's my bad.
And are you happy?
I forgot in the intro you said last week was week.
Are you happy to Phil Peterson this week? He's averaging him 5 yards a carry.
Yeah.
He's not catching anything, though, or getting in the end zone. It's like,
can anybody
you know,
explain to me why the hell DeAndre Swift doesn't get touches?
I don't know.
Did you see week one when he dropped that wide open touchdown?
Dropping
to
the game.
Win the game?
Dropping the game
winner.
Yeah,
that'll put you on a shit list real quick.
Dude, here's the fucking fact about Adrian Peterson. Adrian Peterson is giving you either close to or at 100 yards a game. Unfortunately, that's 8 to 10 points.
Yeah, because that's it. That's all you're getting.
That's all you're getting. You're getting some yards. Yards.
So besides Hockenson, nobody then? You're not excited about any receivers?
Kenny Golladay.
Oh, Golladay.
Yeah. All in on
Golladay.
Well,
that's why you like the Lions. But
you don't have to be so angry about it.
Stafford.
Stafford's a lock to have a good game
fucking
this week.
Fucking Okuda. Give me some Jeff Okuda.
No, that's not it. I will say now would be the time that if you're trying to, you know, get that DeAndre Swift owner to move, you probably need to start doing it soon.
You seeing that question, Arms? You reading my screen? You think I put this here for you?
What
think this is a game? What
the hell? Well, yeah, Stafford's going to ball. That's pretty much a given on that one.
You want to answer the question, don't
what's, you? What's the question?
Oh, you keep looking at it. You just looking at yourself?
You should buy one of those screen protectors that if you're not looking at it straight on, you can't
shit,
read it.
No shit, man. I'm going to put some fucking borders.
You're talking about this one?
Cardboard hood on this thing.
Right.
So we got a new setup. I've changed things up in the studio, which means we get to see, we all get to see every chat question.
Not all of us.
That was so sad. I felt really sad for a half a second there.
we're going to insert some sad music over this
one. All of us, I have the more comfortable chair, though.
Very true.
Yeah, the casting couch.
But it is true. He's like, not all of us. Fucking Lambert out in the cold over there on the other side of the studio.
I like it.
But anyways, we'll dive into this question real quick. Kenyon Drake and Robert Woods or Hilaire? That's really tough because Robert Woods, you probably shouldn't say sell on Robert Woods.
Right.
This is literally just an anomaly. Robert Woods is still going to catch balls.
Yes, he is. He's been impressive.
That being said, it's so hard to come by the 101.
Hilaire, yeah.
Give me CEH.
Yeah, I'm going to go CEH. And couple factors here. One, I'm not sure Kenyon Drake's what we wanted him to be. Two, Robert Woods is kind of getting older.
Well, I think the Rams have just been
You loved out. Robert Woods last week.
No. In this particular
That's instance, weeks ago.
This particular instance, Robert Woods starting to get a little bit older. Hilaire, as Lambert alluded to a minute ago, running backs are a little bit harder to come by, right? Good running backs. He's in the perfect situation. I mean, he should legitimately be a top five running back for the next 6 to 7 years.
Yeah.
Those are hard to come by consistently. Easy.
Now, listen, this is a tasteless grab for more stream viewers. But, Reg, real quick, does the angle look better on this episode, on the stream, on YouTube and Twitter and Twitch? Is this angle better? Answer me in the comments if you could, Reg, my dear friend. Look, I got a trade offer. Anyways, back to football, fellas.
Okay, what we got for the Dolphins game?
A win! Oh. We got a win. I think Dolphins against Seattle taking Russell. No, Miami's going to get their asses stomped.
I really don't think so.
You don't think Miami's going to get their asses stomped?
I don't know. Preston Williams.
I'm putting Williams and Devontae Parker.
I think Dolphins covered the spread.
Gesicki, put him in.
Seahawks have allowed 350, give or take, more yards than any other team in the league. And the Broncos have played four games.
On-air trade.
They're second.
On-air trade.
Just keep that in mind. So it's like 1,150 yards they've allowed. The Cowboys are kind of the de facto second, 600 yards.
Well, they 400.
They've allowed 550 more yards than second place.
Well, they 400 yards and 400 yards plus one game, 400 yards plus one game, and 397 one game, something like that. It's something stupid, but anyway,
giving up a ton.
I think Fitzpatrick's going to like this. Destroy.
I have a lineup right now.
Even if he does, they got to stop Russell Wilson. Tyler Lockett.
We're talking about fantasy. I don't give a shit about wins.
Hey, Seahawks are traveling all the way from Washington.
I don't care. That just means Russell Wilson will throw for 380 yards and three touchdowns instead of four.
And that is great because Ryan Fitzpatrick's going to throw for 400 and three touchdowns and all of them to the receiver.
Okay, so either
Dolphins
way.
Dolphins fan over here rolling his fucking
top
eyes.
15 quarterback.
I have him, basically it's Russell Wilson, Josh Allen, and Ryan Fitzpatrick right now. Like, those are the guys I'm targeting in fantasy if I can afford them.
That's so awesome.
But being serious, so you'd be happy about firing up Fitzpatrick this week if you have to.
Yeah, I'm not
upset
about it.
If I have Drew Brees,
I wouldn't feel bad about it at all.
Fitzpatrick,
he's going to get his yards this week, regardless if they win or lose.
Yeah, he's at least going to give you an Adrian Peterson-like week. It's going to be 400-plus yards. There might not be a touchdown.
It's worth 20 points.
You're getting 400. Hey. Yeah, you're getting 20 points.
He'll have 29 rush yards also.
Oh, at least. Probably 49 and a touchdown. Your touchdown's coming on the ground.
Any Dolphin receivers fucking you're happy with?
Both of them. 37-year-old bearded beast.
Both of them.
Preston, like Lambert said, Preston. Fire him up.
Can I take this time to say, you have no idea how proud I am that Ryan Fitzpatrick is Miami's quarterback. It makes me so proud.
The Bills Mafia miss him at times.
Probably got a couple more weeks before he implodes.
I don't even care if he does.
I love
Ryan Fitzpatrick. Like I would roll with him for the next 3 years if they're like, Tua, we're giving you the Aaron Rodgers treatment. You're going to sit behind Fitz magic for a few years.
He deserves it.
Dude deserves it.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
Barker's saying, let it ride.
Ever since he put on Deshaun Jackson's chain,
That was badass.
The Conor McGregor look.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was badass. Just, he did look like McGregor.
And then he comes to Miami and just fucking takes his team over.
Yeah.
Like, every player's like, he's fucking crazy, man. Like, you don't fuck with him because, you know, you just listen to what, right? He's a captain.
You just gotta, you gotta
respect
him. No, right? I mean,
he's been on every team in the NFL, so he knows.
Yeah, it's the East MOs. Yeah. He's three of the four.
He probably literally fights defensive linemen. Just like,
what is there not to love about Ryan Fitzpatrick? I bet he doesn't wear
a red. Have they ever mic'd him up?
I bet he doesn't wear a red jersey in practice. Oh, my
God, we gotta look for that after this.
Yeah.
So, basically, to say, we have five Dolphins he can fire up this week.
You know who I'm not going to play, though?
Fucking Miami, son.
Gaskin. Zero chance I'm playing Gaskin.
No, I'm playing him.
You're okay playing Gaskin. He's probably going to catch seven balls.
Yeah. The two receivers in Gasecki.
Seven for 88 and a touch.
The Steelers have allowed a combined 200 yards through the air and on the ground to running backs.
The Steelers?
Or Steelers. Seahawks.
Good thing we don't play them motherfuckers.
Right. I'm looking at notes. They're right beside each other. The Seahawks have allowed 126.
Can't even read.
Yeah, right. 126 rushing yards and 78 receiving yards and a total of three touchdowns. If you don't get in the end zone, which, by the way, has he this year?
Who?
Miles Gaskin?
Fuck yeah, he has. It's Miles Gaskin.
Has
son.
He?
Miles Gaskin.
Has he?
Pretty sure.
I don't think so.
It'll make me explode. So unless
he gets in the end
zone. He hasn't.
All right. Unless he gets in the end zone, which he hasn't, he's worthless.
Who the hell's this week? I think Jordan Howard's got in the end zone.
Yes. Actually, twice, I believe.
He vultured. Howard vultured last week.
Son of a bitch.
I just. Seahawks rush defense is just too good. Their pass defense is god awful, but yeah. their play
Jamal
against the
Adams
running back
is out this week too.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Yeah,
that makes me feel a little bit better.
I was saying Dolphins are going to piece him up, man.
They might, but they're still going to lose.
Oh, they're going to lose.
They're going to cover the spread 5.5.
No,
they're going to cover the over.
They're going to lose by like 9.
Yeah, probably. But I also I think what's the over in this over under in this game?
5.5.
5.5 is the over under.
Well, I'm not the over. Sure. I don't know it offhand.
It's like 150 point over under is a fucking basketball score.
Either way, for the Seahawks, do you trust the running back situation? Because no. Carson's a game time decision now.
No.
Reggie says Kenyon Drake equals Mixon. You want him after week 8 as well.
Fair enough.
I can see that.
Fair enough.
I think Drake's going to have a good week. He's going to have a good week this week, I think.
Drake's going to have a phenomenal week, and I'm trading him as soon as it's over. Trade him.
Yeah, he'll have a couple more down games. Then he'll second half of the season. He'll be like, I am Kenyon Drake.
Do you want to move on to that game now?
Drake. Might as well.
So my notes say Drake season. This is what the Panthers have allowed so far this year. Josh Jacobs, 139 total yards, 3 touchdowns. Combined week 2, it was 92 rushing yards and because Josh Kelly and Eckler. 59, that's week 3, sorry. Who the hell they play week 2? Anyways, 126 rushing yards, 3 touchdowns, and another 11 receptions to running backs for 43 yards, no touchdowns. That was Tampa Bay. And week 3, it was 92 rushing yards, 59 for Eckler, 43 for Kelly, and then one touchdown and 11 receptions for 84 yards, all to Eckler. Running backs eat the Panthers alive. This will be Drake's best game of the season. Fire him up in every possible format you can.
And that made me think of something. Think about it. Name a defensive player on the Carolina Panthers.
Shaq Thompson.
Got one. Anybody else?
Jeremy Chin.
Mario Addison still there?
He got hurt.
Brian Burns.
Brian Burns, yes. Wait.
Whitehead.
Tahir Whitehead.
Tahir Whitehead. It takes a minute.
Bradbury?
James Bradbury. No, he moved on somewhere,
Giants,
didn't he?
Giants,
yeah.
Bradbury
was I think so. Know. Big free agent.
Hey, Luke Kuechly and Chris Gamble were on there. Yeah. There you go.
Right. At once.
Yeah.
All-time greats, man.
But, I mean, seriously, like...
They got his last name's Brown. He's a defensive tackle.
Dante Brown? I don't know. Fuck.
I don't know. Long story short, their defense is god-awful against every possible running back.
They just don't have anybody. You know, it's like that's they're toast this year.
Good,
buddy.
They're in the they're
good. I hate them. Who hates the Panthers? Who do you know that hates the Panthers?
Nobody.
Do you know anyone that hates like fucking Panthers?
Trevor Lawrence Lottery right here.
Hate the damn Panthers. Like no one even says Trevor that about the NHL.
At least you never have to
Florida
leave Carolinas,
Panthers.
Right? He's gonna be a Panther.
I want him to be a Washington football team.
He's not going
to
be. He's going to be a Panther. They've already won too many games.
Would it be a Washington football teamer?
No, it'd be something else by that time.
Like, I hope
the Red
not.
Wolves.
That W logo is amazing. I want the W logo.
I just want them to be the football team forever.
I do too.
We talk about it every episode. Let's spend 20 minutes talking about the Washington football team and how it's the best name ever.
Do you think Hopkins is going to break the receiving record this year?
I could do it.
He's on pace.
I understand that.
He has a chance to break the single game record this week.
And people thought I was nuts to think that he would do better in Arizona than... Anyways.
Okay, who are you firing up for Arizona this week?
Hopkins, obviously. Well,
if you don't Hopkins. Fire up Hopkins,
what about Andy
idiot?
Isabella? He showed signs last
blew
week.
Blew up last week with Kirk.
Andy Isabella.
DFS, depending on the price, could be a nice one, but...
It's got to be like $3,000 on
there
DFS.
Is no one else. Kirk. Larry Fitzgerald is toast. Christian Kirk apparently sucks.
He's a game time decision this week.
And he sucks. So, I mean, Andy Isabella.
Fire him up.
He might be the guy to own the rest of the season.
Fitz
is old. Kirk
Stoops
sucks.
Hear you talking about Kirk.
Kirk
like
sucks ass. He sucks ass. I own him on one play, on one league. He sucks ass. I don't even want him. Somebody
my only
come
concern
get
this week about firing Drake up is, you know, when we think about running back, Murray's running back-ish, so to speak, on that team. He could have two touchdowns on the ground.
Have you fallen in love with him yet?
No.
What? How not?
It's fun to watch. Man.
How have you
fun
not?
To watch.
Listen, I
spite. That's how
I've
he
been.
Has.
I've been able to out of spite. Listen. I've been able to watch every Raiders game. That's what I've been watching.
He might be the wrong one.
They typically play at the same time.
He is the wrong.
I actually have no clue.
He
they
is
played
1,000% the fucking wrong.
But there's
one.
A good chance they did.
Oh, I forgot this.
Yeah, they're both West Coast guys. Yeah.
But there is good fantasy starts on both sides.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm still happy about Moore. Robbie Anderson. Mike Davis might have a good game, too.
Robbie Anderson.
Arizona's defense is pretty good. I mean, they're...
Mike Davis is going to get his.
You know what the hell I'm doing, don't you, Arms?
No.
I doubt it. I doubt Mike Davis gets his this week.
It's good, Mike Davis.
Did you accept that trade?
He's going to get it. Yeah, I accepted it. Hey, second for Brian Edwards. He sucks.
Okay. That's fine.
Just playing. Kyler Murray, sixth overall quarterback right now. And
this is great.
Nothing but consistency to show for it. 35, 40, and 32.
It's awesome.
That's not good enough.
Roughly. He is right behind Aaron Rodgers, who's already tearing up the league. Dak, Mahomes, Allen, Wilson. Kyler Murray is in the elite six. Kyler Murray is in the elite six. Joe Burrow's
number
8
nice
overall.
Nice call in Arizona. They're the number 2 against the pass.
Dude, they're beastly, I'm telling you.
Allowed, basically...
Buda Baker's amazing.
To receivers.
He could be out this week, though.
I know that. That's actually a really big deal for them, too.
But they're putting in... It seems like anyone they put in at safety balls out.
It seems like
Thompson, I think, is...
It seems like they always have good DBs and stuff there, but I could be wrong.
So the top 3 pass defenses, who do you think they are? Fantasy points per game against.
Well, you just said one.
So Arizona.
Arizona's
among
two.
The Patriots.
Nope.
I thought you said one earlier, too.
Giving it away.
Patriots are actually bottom third.
Nice. I like hearing that.
It wasn't the Buccaneers,
Chargers?
Was it?
Titans?
The Chiefs and the Raiders.
Interesting. The Chiefs' defense has looked good.
So the Chiefs have basically allowed right around 105 yards a game and a touchdown. One touchdown on the season to wide receivers. Arizona's averaging about 120-ish to the wide receiver and 2 touchdowns on the season. The Raiders, about 135 and a total of 1 touchdown on the season against them.
So Kyler Murray's 6th overall. Can we say that he's one of the elite 6 for 2020?
Way to pick an arbitrary spot to call it elite. Who was above him?
3 games deep. You got Murray... Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is killing
it. So you're just going to sit here and you're not going to...
Dak Prescott, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Russell Wilson.
So let's not include Lamar Jackson in elite.
I'm saying,
arbitrary number, Barker. Arbitrary number to say elite 6.
As of 2020,
mm-hmm.
So far this season, like if someone said, hey...
If we're looking at the numbers, I feel like there's 2 elite guys... And then Mahomes will be there soon.
Do you want Russell Wilson this year?
Absolutely.
Do you want Josh Allen this year?
Absolutely.
Do you want Patrick Mahomes this year?
Absolutely.
Do you want Dak Prescott this year?
I don't know about that.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Do you want Aaron Rodgers this year? Yes, you do. Do you want Kyler Murray this year? Yes, you do.
Yeah, who wouldn't?
There you go.
I still think Joe Burrow beats him on the season.
Joe Burrow is eighth overall right now.
I know.
Eighth overall.
God, I figured up his pace the other day, and it's like stupid, like 38 touchdowns. You know, as a rookie. Like, yeah. Not beating the rookie touchdown record, blowing it the fuck away.
Biggest shock of the year, Deshaun Watson right there with Mitchell Trubisky, Carson Wentz, and Teddy Bridgewater at the 21 overall to the 22, 23, and 24, the aforementioned guys. But
dark days.
Pretty awesome. Dark days. Kirk Cousins, you're in, you're out. He's giving it to you. He's 27th, Arms. Fucking. Okay. Come on. Get off Kirk Cousins now.
I don't think I talked much about him this offseason.
Daniel Jones hasn't given you over 14 points a game 2 out of 3 weeks.
Oh, hey, Danny Dimes, the star that you guys love.
Danny Dimes is garbage. He looked good, man.
He looked good first game ever. He looked good. I'll give you that.
Danny Dimes.
And it happened.
He looked good some towards the end of last year, too. Look at his games. There was a couple of 50-point games.
Are we talking about times whenever, like, Slayton just blew by everybody, and that's it. He throws to a wide open receiver.
Getting you points.
Does that make the quarterback good to be able to hit a wide open receiver?
You gotta get him the ball.
Does he score you points? That's what I'm asking.
I'm just saying he's not able to do it this year. Danny Dimes.
It's probably because Slayton sucks.
Oh yes, wide open Slayton.
I like Slayton.
He's at Ramsey's Barton though.
He's at Ramsey's Barton. Get off his nuts.
All right, next game. Next.
We got Baltimore and Washington.
The Washington football team.
I will avoid everyone in Washington, including Scary Terry.
I'll definitely sit pretty much
Washington. I mean, you probably have to play Terry.
I don't know.
You don't have to.
He's questionable anyways, Dwayne Haskins is his quarterback. So, I mean, it's getting scary.
When do they make the change?
I don't know. Probably week 5.
They expect to lose this week, but when they have it. Inkling, they might have a chance. That's when they'll mention.
If they play the Jets and it's tight,
so they're just saving Alex Smith.
See, I disagree.
Like, they're going to let Haskins go out and get beat up this
game.
Bring
back Colt McCoy.
Yeah. And then,
we know he's not our long-term guy. Let's just let him get beat.
Until we get our franchise guy back in here, Alex Smith.
Right. Dude, I just can't believe he just did not advance. Like, just didn't advance. Didn't improve.
He's an Ohio State quarterback.
It's probably really going to happen, too. Like, Alex Smith is going to come back and just fucking rock out.
I would love it.
Him and Antonio Gandy Golden.
I feel like.
And Gibson just going to fucking ball out.
It's some other random practice squad guy.
They'll sign Jordan Reed off of San Francisco's IR and just.
And Chris Cooley out of retirement.
Pepper him on the sidelines. He just falls on one leg every time.
Just
peppered him.
Just hobble up 6 yards and stand still.
Yep.
Okay, for the Ravens, who do you like out of this game?
Reach for it, Funches.
All running backs.
Even Gus Edwards?
Maybe.
Dude, Gus Edwards
for the price?
He is good when they give him the ball.
Yeah.
Gus Edwards is good when they give him the ball.
He's
averaging 7.2 yards a carry. That's pretty good.
Literally the Ravens' Peyton Hillis. Literally
the Ravens' Peyton Hillis. You can't
argue that number. Gus Edwards kind of fast. Peyton Hillis, we never made that argument.
I'd be scared shitless if Gus Edwards was running at me, man. Scared shitless. He's like 240 fucking pounds of gummy Gus Edwards.
Dude, so you have three good, I mean, good running backs. I mean, Ingram's good. J.K. Dobbins,
Gus Edwards. Ingram used to be good.
And Lamar, obviously.
And then what I'm saying is,
time to move on from Ingram, I think.
Like, guys that can beat you up and, you know, they're going to drag you down and... Dobbins can do it all as well, but then you've got to chase Lamar Jackson around, who has video game moves. Like, this is a scary team. Now, it's Patrick Mahomes' bitch, but it's still a scary team.
I'm ready to see the Gus Dobbins show.
I'm playing against Gus in ESC this week.
Ingram to the Panthers. They're not going to. The Giants. Mark Ingram to the Giants for a 7th.
They got Freeman. They're saved.
Yeah. They found their savior.
So you like nobody on the Washington football team?
Honestly,
no.
Oh,
by the way, I like Mark Andrews in this game too.
Yeah, I like Mark Andrews in this game, but yeah, I don't like anyone on the football team.
In receivers, you like Hollywood or anybody?
Sibbs ends up being good enough to play because all they can do is get some short first downs. I don't think Washington has a chance in this game, so Steve Sims will probably catch some short, you know, 5 or 6
It could be a Dontrell Inman game.
By the way,
he only has one of those a year.
I don't know why I thought Dontrell Inman was like 5'10". He's like 6'4".
Big guy.
Dude's a monster. I always thought he was, I guess I just never watched Chargers games close enough.
I don't ever play. I'm not gonna watch any of this game. By the way, I'm watching Deer.
That's Deer also the reason why they're no longer in San Diego.
I'll watch Days of Our Lives if that's what's on.
Who you got in the Minnesota and Houston game? The battle of the O3s.
Houston.
I don't know, man, but I like Justin Jefferson in this game. Houston. A lot.
He's not gonna do that two games in a row either.
I don't expect him to do that, but
he's not gonna do half that
two. Yeah, but I think he gets 6 or 7 receptions and get 80 to 90 yards, and that's enough.
3 for 47.
I think Fuller's been cleared to play.
Coming down for your free tarot reading.
I'll fire up in the future. Fire up Will Fuller. He'll get you three quarters of this game before he gets hurt.
You're getting a big game.
He'll also get you 3/4 of damn receptions for the team.
He's giving you a big game this week.
Yeah, I like Will Fuller in this game. He's going to get hurt. He might get you 6 for 68 yards or something in a touchdown, but he'll be hurt.
Yeah, when active, he gets something like 32% of the targets. It's incredible.
Pretty, pretty good.
I still don't trust Cooks. I never will trust Cooks.
No.
Cobb's old. Shows flashes occasionally.
All Cobb does is ruin your DraftKings lineup.
Yeah.
And just fucking infuriating.
You can't trust David Johnson.
You got someone's like, I like corn. Cobb, captain.
Is he a captain again?
No.
Okay.
I'm just saying, like, captain for the lineup, and then he gets 2 touchdowns. Like, fuck Randall Cobb.
Well, I mean, it feels like, you know.
I mean,
Cobb's like, captain patch on your jersey.
Man, if I could just find one guy that's $3,000 that might get in the end zone, and it's like, oh, Randall Cobb, and all of a sudden that guy makes, you know, $25,000 on DraftKings. Are you proposing, Neil? What's going on over here?
It's definitely a casting couch event over
here. Yeah. So, yeah.
Wish you guys could see it.
David Johnson?
David Johnson? No.
No?
Just no. No.
No for me, dog.
It's very close for the Texans to move on to the random leading rusher of 2020. Because, you know, every year, except for Lamar Miller years, which is just one, I think. I think Lamar Miller's been gone a year. And you just don't know who's going to. David Johnson's not going to finish the season.
Yeah, but I want to.
You're going to have, like, Tyler Irvin or
Alfred Blue,
Steve Slayton, somebody random is going to lead him in rushing.
I don't know. I mean, Vikings are, like, bottom third in fantasy points per games allowed. They're a bad team if they're up.
Yeah, I just don't think it's David Johnson.
Okay. It's
someone random.
Certainly not Duke.
Like, sadly. Who do we really like last year? Rookie that bounced around on practice squads.
Holyfield?
Yeah. You nailed that. Elijah Holyfield will lead the Texans in rushing this year.
And Bo Scarborough. Could be Bo Scarborough.
Where is Bo Scarborough?
He's on the Lions IR.
He was very Adrian Peterson like for the Lions last year.
100 yards.
100
yards ish.
Nothing else.
I mean, not even getting the end zone though.
I feel like he did though a few times. I don't know. Next game.
Yeah, we got Giants and Rams, and don't say Slayton again.
I'm not going to say Slayton.
Jesus, Lambert.
What'd you do?
This is going to be the messiest podcast ever. I'm not editing shit in this
so,
one.
It gets a character.
All right, so we had a boom arm fall off. Lambert's our fourth guy tonight, and as you can see, the table sits 3, so our fourth mic just bit the dust.
Oh. Freaking Neil had to use the bathroom, apparently.
Yeah, hey, I did not touch that.
Neil fucked everything up, so.
Thanks, Neil.
But yeah, I don't like David Johnson the rest of the year. I don't. You know, he had a game one where I was like, hey, he's got a little juice left. And then he's like, out of the juice, son. The rest of the year is going to be just running on fumes.
I mean, I even said it after the game. Like, yes, he was productive. But there were still like 7 guys with a hand on him as he, you know, not grabbing him, but just like touching him. He didn't look fast, didn't look impressive, any sort of electric after that first week. So if he does something this week, which I hope he does, my advice is try to move on from him.
Yeah.
I got you.
So for the Rams-Giants game, who do you like out of this one?
I like Cooper Kupp.
Daryl Henderson.
You know, Robert Woods, I think, bounces back a little bit. At least.
I don't like Cooper Kupp this week.
I do. Fire him up. I love Kupp.
I like Coop. Yeah, Coop and Woods, I think, will be fine. I don't think anybody else is really going to see a lot.
I was kind of disappointed in the running game last week for the Giants. It was like everything else with the Giants.
What did you like? 7 yards.
Everything about the Giants is disappointing, except maybe James Bradbury. Talked about him earlier. That's
and we don't need to.
And Blake Martinez. We always like Blake Martinez.
Yeah, Blake Martinez is always good.
Yeah, he's getting you double digit points at the IDP spot.
Yeah, because they're just barreling fullbacks into him to kill the clock at the end of the game.
Pretty much. I was lucky enough.
Blake, fullback.
I was lucky enough to win the game. I had Malcolm Brown starting in, but like I was getting sacked because Henderson was rolling over everybody. I guess it's probably the last game of Brown's relevant.
Yeah, it was frustrating for me because I actually rolled him Brown out in a couple lineups.
Yeah, I did that.
Kind of out of desperation.
Yeah.
And it's like nothing, just absolutely nothing. I mean, at this rate, is Cam Akers ever getting a shot?
Not if Daryl Henderson keeps doing that.
I mean,
he looked good in every facet of the game.
But week one, Malcolm Brown looked like a stud. Now Daryl Henderson looks like a stud.
That's what happens, though. Malcolm Brown carries the torch for a couple weeks and then passes it. And it's Daryl Henderson. He's the torch
bearer. I mean, I don't disagree with you with being Daryl Henderson's show, but I mean, they spin up to get Cam Akers.
They did, but I mean, you can't just be like, well, we did pay a second for him, so Daryl, stop fucking running the ball.
So I just wonder if they're going to start trying to squeeze him in for 8 to 10 carries a game.
I mean, he'll get a few when he's in there, but I think Daryl Henderson is going to definitely be the Melvin Gordon to his Phillip Lindsay. Boom! Called that all year.
What you got of the Buffalo-Vegas game?
Josh Allen.
And Diggs, obviously.
Being the best best quarterback and running back combo.
Gabby Davis, if John Brown's sitting.
So weird.
Dude, he looked so good.
He looked good.
Yeah.
Gabby Davis.
I looked at him, and people already had him, and I'm like, really?
Oh, yeah. Dude, I don't even have him on my practice shit out of you. He's just on my bench.
Dude, don't you hate that, though? Like,
it's always Lambert's him. Like, what do you have this guy?
Dude breaks out, you go straight to the waiver wire, and you're like, where the fuck is this guy? So you do a name search, and you're like, owned him since 2018. What the fuck?
Dude, I was sitting there thinking about that, like with the Jeff Smith thing last night. I'm like, I didn't look him up, but my thought was somebody in our league owns this motherfucker right now. Guarantee it. I'm not even gonna look at it.
Somebody has a waiver wire for him, definitely. I don't, but
well, it's Barker for $40.
Fuck yeah, no, I'll pay up.
$47
don't mean shit, son.
Can't those, take him with just you.
Uncut gems.
Can't spend them at Walmart, like I said.
You remember the party we had at your house where we were offering you legitimate money for football dollars because me and Lambert are out?
I can tell you one thing. My wife is never gonna be like, what the fuck did you spend $40 football dollars for? It's the only thing I can fucking spend like crazy and not get in trouble.
Like, honey, it was Jeff Smith, okay?
Not true. My wife's super cool, but anyways.
But we all love, we all love Singletary in this game.
Oh, yeah. Singletary is actually the first person I wrote down because the Raiders have the worst freaking running defense in the league.
Burkhead.
Which is weird, man.
Kwiatkowski's not going to play.
Need Kwiatkowski back. But even without Kwiatkowski, you still have Littleton. They signed...
he's been underwhelming this year for me, too.
Raquan is out there.
He's not a third down guy. Why do you suck so bad against the run? So, if you watch the games, which I've watched just about every play of every game...
I've watched one Raiders game so far, which I'm very proud of myself.
I watched the Pats Raiders game,
of course. Some chunks of it are like, literally, Sony Michel had two monstrous runs. Other than that, they pretty much shut him down.
They couldn't shut Burkhead down.
It's fucking awful. It's the lime.
Part of it, right? So Burkhead gets three touchdowns against the Raiders, which ups their season, I believe, to 7 total touchdowns to the running back. So 3 to him, 3 to Christian McCaffrey week one. Like, they're actually doing a good – I mean, nobody stops Christian McCaffrey, so that doesn't matter, right? You know, he's an outlier. He's going to get his. Other than some Sony Michel, you know, busted plays and Burkhead getting freaking 2 yard plunges, the Raiders have been fine against the run.
We thought the defense was going to be what lifted the Raiders up.
I still think they've got a gel, man.
Farrell,
Max Crosby.
Crosby was a beast last year. Yeah. Cleveland Farrell technically should step up.
Who's the guy from Dallas? Who's the guy that you got from Dallas? I'm drawing a blank.
Help us, Reg.
I feel like it's Malik, something like that.
That's a Jaguar, right?
But what the hell's his name?
Malik Collins?
Is it Malik Collins? Is that it?
I don't know. I just need the defensive guy.
Reg, who is it?
McMillan. Nick Morrow was always decent when they put him in there.
Cleveland Farrell, it's Collins.
Jonathan Abram.
Collins from the Cowboys.
Okay.
So, well, I think the Raiders, Reg, I see your note there. I want to say they're top three in pass defense against wide receivers this year.
They're going to get ran over.
I mean, whenever you don't have to freaking pass.
Did you fire up Beasley this week, too?
Did you bring a case of Bud Light?
Or no, I got plenty.
Can I have one? This Keystone Key Lightful is about to make me puke.
Give it to me.
Do you have a bitter beer face, though?
Give it to me. I'll drink it.
What if I have COVID?
Dude, I get 2 weeks off if you have COVID. I hope you have COVID.
It's airborne anyway.
No, I don't want to pull Rudy Gobert and start acting like a jackass. Everybody leaves here like gets COVID.
So who do you like for the Raiders here? Besides Jacobs, obviously.
Jacobs. Brian Edwards is out. Ruggs looks like he's going to be out. Tyrell Williams is going to be out. It's got to be Renfro. Tyrell Williams, right?
Does Waller bounce back?
Waller and Renfro. Have anyone else?
I don't know, man.
Aguilar?
Seriously. I think it might be Nelson Aguilar
again. DraftKings play of the week.
Hey, Foster Moreau. There you go. Foster Moreau.
Foster Moreau's probably going to get a touchdown randomly. It's going to be
the
shit.
He's a vulture one. Yeah.
Which I haven't looked at the stats. I would assume that as much as Josh Allen rolls out, as much as he moves, there's going to be several sacks, so the defensive ends are definitely playable.
Will you be offended if I say Bud Light's almost as bad as that Key Light?
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Quit being it's almost as bad.
Quit being a wuss.
Damn.
I'm drinking orange whatever the fuck that is.
Let me switch to George Washington's piss real
quick. I'm actually excited to watch this game, too. It comes on at 4 o'clock. I watch every Bills game because of Josh Allen, of course, so...
So, you're loving Diggs, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Here's one thing I will say, and I haven't looked up Waller's price. I'm not paying up for
him. I think Diggs is a year-long thing. I don't think I can't see a week where we're going to be like, don't start Diggs. I think him and Josh Allen,
they've got
it going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got it going
on. He's classified as one of the studs now.
Whatever trade it was that I offered you Diggs in, I'm really glad you turned down.
I got Diggs off of him. I was pretty excited.
Well, in the Brill.
Oh, Brill, yeah.
I think it was in regards to Lamar Jackson.
Oh, gotcha.
And you turned it down. Then you end up giving me Lamar Jackson for Daniel Jones and Malik Harrison.
Actually, Darren Waller is only 5,200 on DraftKings. Not bad. And
someone has to catch the ball.
The Bills have the 24th ranked defense against tight ends. So, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, that might not be a bad play.
Can we spend? I'll wait till we get to the team. Anyways,
okay. The next game we got here is Eagles and Niners.
Damn,
is this the week that Wentz is finally done?
You know what? It could be.
I hope so.
If Wentz doesn't play well in the second half, I think you could see Jalen Hurts in the second.
Did anyone see the meme that said, have you heard of Elf on the Shelf, but do you know? And it showed Wentz on the bench.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, that was so
good. You should know Wentz on the bench.
Wentz on the bench.
Are you excited about anybody on the Eagles?
Ertz.
Long-term Rager.
Long term
Rager. Eagles, how are they so bad?
Well, I like Miles Sanders. Always like Miles Sanders. He always productive. Usually catches.
And Deshaun Jackson's out, right?
Fuck, I don't even know.
I think so.
Can you name one receiver you really want to start? Just go ahead. I'll wait.
Nobody.
I didn't think so. So the only person catching balls there that I want to start is Zach Ertz and Miles Sanders. That's it. No confidence in anybody else.
Yeah, and I don't even have that much confidence in those two guys this week.
I really don't either.
Yeah.
But as far as the Niners signing, fire Nick Mullins. There you go. Fire him up.
Dude.
Shit. Why not?
Is
Garoppolo going to have a job when he comes back?
Well, we talked about this last year.
And Debo's on the way back, too.
Debo's playing this week.
Was last year or year before?
It
was
Ayuk
year before,
wasn't just it? Broke out a little bit in a sort of
I do like way. Ayuk.
Is Kittle back?
Who? Yeah, Kittle's back.
Kittle's back.
Hey, you see your boy Ayuk finally got a touchdown?
Yeah, hell yeah, I did.
Did he get some rushes, too? Like five rushes?
Barker's like, I need him to get a touchdown.
Who else got to run the ball? They're handing it off to Jerick McKinnon, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, and he's doing okay.
He is. He's playing well this year.
Yeah, he's only shredded three knees, and he's only got two, but he's still figuring it out.
That's right.
y'all loved Jerick McKinnon so much.
Well, yeah, like, we did.
I don't like him at all.
I'm like, he's never been a starter like anywhere. And then he's like, IR. I think he started the season.
As soon as he went to the Niners, and like, well, before they got Mostert and Tevin Coleman.
No, they had Mostert. They had Breida.
I stand by the fact that if McKinnon wouldn't have got hurt, I think he would have fucking balled out.
I think I could run for quite a few yards in that offense.
I think all of us could too, but McKinnon would double us.
Yeah, I ran behind that line.
It's incredible.
Yeah. Neil got hit, 13 totes for 84 yards? Buddy. Fucking rumbled.
Fucking incredible, Neil.
I just like it because I really do think Mullins will have a good game this week.
Reggie, yeah, Jesus criminy. Jeff Wilson in two leagues.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
That's
If I
could do a flex, I'll put Ayuk at running back. If I could only get his carries, you know what I mean?
I want the controversy this week, though. Quarterback controversy.
I'm not sure
Nick Mullins is not a better quarterback.
I think Nick Mullins is a better quarterback. CJ Beathard
is a better quarterback than
Garoppolo. Fire Nick Mullins, man.
He did, yeah. Yeah, there was three games there.
I never actively want to watch an Eagles game, and I don't like the Niners either, but I probably will watch this at 8:20.
Listen, if you tell me long-term you want Jimmy Garoppolo, you're a real owner, not fantasy. You want Jimmy Garoppolo long term or Brett Rippin? I'd be like,
you're like,
hold on a second. So let me see.
I have 24 hours.
I've seen 22 pass attempts from Brett Rippin.
Is Garoppolo bringing Mia Khalifa around?
Oh,
Garoppolo. Well, is Garoppolo dating just Mia Khalifa?
Or wasn't there something? Didn't she message him or something? Yeah,
there was something to that.
It was a different porn star though.
I thought it was a pretty sure. Yeah.
Okay, that was just one I pulled. Yeah.
Oh, well, if it was her too, then he's got two under his belt. So
what a stud!
Start him. Start him every week.
Unfortunately, that didn't score any fantasy points.
Well, start him anyways. You can at least be like, Garoppolo, bitch.
What you guys got for Atlanta and Green Bay?
Oh,
wide receivers and lots
probably
of them.
Probably a Green Bay comeback for a win.
This is going to be a.
If anybody can lose a lead, it's
play
Atlanta.
Your Falcons at half one if you're in that kind of a contest.
Right. Oh man,
and then sit them.
Oh, up. You can keep playing them. They're just not going to get in the end zone second half.
Right,
Hayden Hurst. I'm sick of hearing about him. I'm waiting. I don't think he's had one decent game, but still. Yeah,
Alan Lazard's out. Devontae Adams is just coming back. Marquez Valdes-Scantling, every time you think it's him, he's like, oh, I'm going to drop.
Surprise,
it.
Motherfucker.
Surprise, motherfuckers. Three targets for 4 yards.
I really thought Sternberger was going to be good this year.
Nope. Didn't happen.
Yeah,
has there ever been a good tight end since what? Shannon Sharp?
Kamara?
Shannon Sharp? Sterling Sharp.
He's a wide receiver.
Yeah. Well, whatever. I thought he was tight end.
No. Shannon Sharp.
Whatever, doesn't matter.
Jeez.
Irrelevant.
Listen,
but who's the name the good tight end in the history of Green Bay that you wanted for fantasy?
Nobody.
Okay, so what did you think Jay Sternberger was going to be good?
I don't know. If there's a team that Terrell Owens should get signed by this year, it's Green Bay.
Have you seen the Jets roster?
Ucho Cinco.
Huh?
Have you seen the Jets roster?
They have Crowder. Jeff Smith.
Are you telling me that Terrell Owens would fucking come back to play?
I'm telling you, he'd start.
Yes, I'd play for the Jets. He wouldn't even play for the Jets.
He played for the Bengals.
Yeah, when they were
him and Ocho were good.
There's no way he's looking at the Jets and be like, Adam Gase, huh? Yeah, no,
I like that guy. No. He's got a good record.
How in God's name does Adam Gase have a job?
No. Terrell Owens would be like, Green Bay, there's a chance. Aaron Rodgers, hell yeah. Sam Darnold, no. No, I'm not letting the kid from the Sandlot throw to me. Fuck that.
Man, first off, I was never a big Darnold fan.
But he is
better than what Adam Gase, what his offense allows him to be.
You guys remember James Jones?
I like James Jones.
He was like, what, the best, what's the dude from the Jags, tight end for the Jags? That would score three touchdowns randomly once a week.
Mercedes Lewis?
Mercedes.
It was a Mercedes Lewis, yes. Yeah. So James Jones, he's the Mercedes Lewis of Green Bay receivers. Like, just out of nowhere, James Jones, so 10 for 156 and 2.
Who's getting fired up for Green Bay this week? Rodgers, Jones?
Yeah, Rodgers, Aaron Jones. I mean, if Devontae Adams is playing.
You can't ever sit Aaron Jones.
Aaron Jones, 1,000%.
So you got three guys?
Yeah, you don't know who's going to...
Whatever wide receivers are playing for Atlanta are going to be good.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Atlanta.
I don't know who. It's Calvin Ridley and somebody else.
Packers, it's Devontae because you have to. That's it. No one else. Yeah.
So that three guys.
Scary.
Three guys.
Yep. So let me ask you this. Is
Greg Jennings.
Greg Jennings?
Reginald. He was thinking of another Green Bay Packers wideout.
Oh, still not tight end.
And Freeman. Anthony Freeman.
I'm talking about tight ends, man. Come on.
Farther back. Andre Dyson.
Yeah. As far as, well, I can keep going, Westbrook.
Which Westbrook?
Oh, fuck. I don't even remember his name.
Brian, probably.
No, not Brian.
Obviously, it's not.
It was around the same time as Freeman, though.
We need to move on.
It doesn't matter. Is Calvin Ridley, like, definitely a top five receiver in the league right now?
Yeah. Yeah. Why not? Yes.
I'm just happy he's doing what he should be doing.
Dude, I agree.
Or what we expected anyway.
I mean, I feel like as advertised, everything we thought he was going to be, I expected it last year, but is he the best receiver on their team? That's a good question, right?
Matt Jones, I really don't think so. I still don't think so.
Thinking of tight end, though.
Huh?
You were thinking tight end. Matt Jones was the quarterback converted
wide receiver. Reggie said Jags had that other flash in the pan. I was just wondering.
I don't think Matt Jones is
Matt Jones.
I think he was
got arrested for coke.
He's flashing pain. He was kind of really good for a couple games. Yeah. Like,
probably all that coke.
Speedster, yeah, fuck yeah.
Maybe it's the Jags that lead you to do that stuff, like Blackman and stuff. Oh, like, yeah. They just lead you to.
Yeah, you get drafted by Jacksonville. And you're like, well, there's always hard drugs.
Yeah, flashed in the pan, tight end at the Broncos.
So you don't have any like hot. You don't have any hot players. Dad, Atlanta, Green Bay.
Jeff Huerman.
No.
It's cut and dry pretty much for all these people, yeah, right?
I mean, you play both quarterbacks. Obviously, you're probably going to have to play if you got either one of the running backs.
Do you feel good about Gurley?
Next game.
Yeah. I don't mind Gurley in this game.
That's last
game, I just think
I don't like him.
I think it's a ton of the ball is going to be passed so much that there's going to be production all the way around.
Brian Hill's a fun DraftKings play.
And free. Like, if there was a free player, it'd be Brian Hill. Like, that's how cheap he is.
He's good when he gets it.
So, you guys, I know we've been going long, but...
Yeah, fuck it.
Based on, like, matchups and whatnot, I threw together a few DraftKings lineups I'd kind of like to share.
Good four balls, what you got?
Because I'm sure all of our listeners give a shit. No, I'm sitting here basically going through more of a matchup and who can be successful. So one I was able to put together, I love the Miami wide receivers this week. So went with Preston Williams at one of my spots, but went Josh Allen, Alvin Kamara, Devin Singletary, Jarvis Landry. You know how Dallas likes to, you know, give up. They're 31st in the league.
Julius Thomas.
Yeah, that's who he was thinking. Preston Williams, T. Higgins against Jacksonville. Hawkinson, I think Hawkinson, other than, you know, Kelce, Kittle could be, you know, that number three guy this week. Kenyon Drake, fire him up. And then I spent every dollar I have because I went with the Rams against the Giants, the second most expensive defense at only $3,900. Another one, I went with Fitzmagic as my quarterback.
How much was he?
$5,400. Okay. I could still spend up. I mean, I could get all the way to Patrick Mahomes. But I went Fitzmagic, and there's reason. It's stacks. So I went Fitzmagic, Kenyon Drake, Singletary, Devontae Parker. And what I was thinking about, I haven't decided to go with Beckham or Landry. I think I'll go with Beckham. But Preston Williams again, T.J. Hockenson, James Robinson going against Cincinnati, who's got a porous defense. And then the Ravens, you know, if Dwayne Haskins throws some pick six, the Ravens defense is going to score.
Which, if you can place a Vegas bet on a pick six from Haskins, go ahead and do it.
It's probably going to pay off.
Good call.
So just threw those together. Another interesting quarterback I have, and, you know, just think about, we were talking about running backs being successful against teams. You know, so Josh Allen's definitely interesting, but Kyler Murray is too, based on just the leg factor. You know, if they can't stop the running backs, how the hell are they going to stop these mobile quarterbacks?
Yeah, I agree. Hey, special treat for the viewers. Thanks to that boom arm, we can't see arms.
No.
You're welcome this week, guys. You're welcome this week.
Sorry. Fuck that boom arm.
I mean, it's not good for the reactions because literally millions of women are going to be really upset.
I can't believe I'm
going to see you.
I can't believe I'm so sexy.
They just Captain Hook, son.
I know.
The head's the head has gotten much bigger.
Yeah.
You had to upgrade my headphone size.
He can literally rest a monocle on his forehead now instead of just sunglasses.
I hate you guys. Anyhow, anything else you guys like to add?
Nah, had a lot of fun.
I'm excited. A lot of good games this week.
Was there any that we missed?
I can't believe
we did. We do a speed round, or did we miss?
I can't believe I'm so excited about.
We got them all.
Look at that! Look at us go!
I can't believe I'm so excited about playing fucking Dolphins receivers.
Well, I mean, Fitzmagic, baby.
Like, I really am. I think that they're both.
Seahawks DBs are decimated.
I think they're going to be fairly low owned because it's still the Dolphins and it's still the Seahawks. You know what I mean? But the Seahawks have been getting just crushed in the air. They're winning, but they're getting crushed in the air. So,
yeah, Carson looks like he might.
He's have a game. A he's a game time decision.
Crazy. So I mean, that wouldn't be good. That wouldn't bode well for Miami if Carson was in there. But they lose by 20 instead of 9.
They cover.
They've got Hyde. Yeah. He's pretty much a Carson fill in.
Yeah.
You know, he did look good running the ball last week.
Yeah.
He didn't look bad.
Hyde's like the best second tier running back you could have, like best backup. He's never going to challenge for the spot, but you know he's going to be reliable enough when he gets in there.
Yeah,
agree. All right, you guys want to do a couple reaction videos on our Back Row Reacts channel because we've got some hardcore requests.
Okay,
I'm excited.
Let's roll.
Yeah, if you enjoyed the Back Row Fantasy Show YouTube Back Row Reacts, we listen to music. Typically out of our wheelhouse a little bit, and what started out as tons of hate coming our way, now we are the most beloved trio in America. So check us out there. We'll see you guys next time on the Back Row Fantasy Show.
Thanks, guys.
Later.
This concludes another episode of the Back Row Fantasy Show. Thanks for listening, and be sure to give us a review.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.